China's Radical New Property Laws. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The Chinese government is set to introduce a highly controversial law designed to protect private property. The news is welcomed by China's increasingly affluent middle class, but has sent ripples of disapproval among the majority of the country's rural and urban poor. The proposed law shows how far China has moved away from its strictly communist agenda of the 20th century. Beijing lawmakers sounded more like American attorneys on Thursday as they stated that legal safeguards were necessary to protect personal wealth. Wang Xiaoguo, vice chairman of the National Legislature, stressed the importance of the new measures. As the economy reforms and opens up, people's living standards have improved. They urgently require effective protection of their own lawful property, accumulated through their own enterprise and hard work. There are many influential opponents of the bill who say it betrays China's socialist principles. Professor Gong Xiangqiang from the Beijing University called it unconstitutional on the grounds that it contravened the Chinese constitution, which stipulates socialist public property is sacred and inviolable. He attacked the bill for being heavily biased in favour of a small minority of wealthy people. He said lawmakers had become victims of globalisation and predicted the capitalist nature of the new laws would lead the country down a dangerous path. Greedy local officials have already seized thousands of houses and farmland from the poor, hoping to cash in on the new property boom. This has left an increasing number of dispossessed and discontented poor, who might one day come back to haunt the property developers.